We are beginning on Daf Hei Amud Bei, the third line from the bottom. We had learned in the Mishnah a three-way machloekes tanoim concerning the par helam davish al tibur. Rabbi Yehuda held that every shevet that does the Aveira, they are the ones that bring the carbon, and not only that the din of Gereira, and even the ones that didn't do the Aveira, they also have to bring a carbon because of the chaitim. And that is the din that every shevet is called the kahal, and only the tzibur is mechuyev, not bezin. Rab Shimon held that not only the Shvatim are mechuyev, but Bezin is also mechuyev. And Rab Meir held that only Bezin brings the par. The Gemara now says, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. And this Braisa is now going to discuss Psukim and Parshas Baloischa that deal with the Korbanos that Klal Yisrael was commanded to bring at the time that the Levium were appointed to take over their service in the Beis HaMikdash. So Rab Shimon Oimer, Ma Talmud Loimar, Parsheni Ben Bokor Tikach Lechatos. The entire pasuk reads as follows. It says, V'lokhu par ben bokor, you should take one par, a par ben bokor as a korban, min chosay soles, b'luv ha-shemen. And then the pasuk says, U'par sheni ben bokor tikach lechatos. So Rav Shimon wants to know why in the second half of the pasuk did the Torah have to write the word sheni? It says, a par, and then a par. Why did the Torah have to write sheni, a second one? Ma Talmud loimer u'par sheni ben bokor tikach lechatos. Im lulam echeim shnayim, was it to emphasize that these are really two korbanis? And don't make a mistake and think they're one. But the par that's mentioned in the beginning of the pasuk is a separate korban from the par mentioned at the end of the pasuk, and that's why it says sheni. No, v'haloik v'nemar. A few pesukim further it says, v'aso eso echad chatos, v'aso echad olo Hashem. Where the pasuk says one of these is a chatos and one of these is an olo. So it's clear in the pesukim that there's two separate korbanis. So why did the Torah over here write the word sheni? Ella, Rab Shimon explains, Yochel tehei necheles chatos alavim. I would think that this korban chatos was eaten. Like a regular korban chatos, the din is that that's eaten. It's not an oilo which is brought all on the mizbeach, but a korban chatos, parts of it are eaten by the kohanim. So I would think that this korban chatos was also, as a regular korban chatos, that parts of it were eaten. Talmud loimar upar sheni. So the Torah said it's a second par, meaning sheni lo oila. It goes along with the oila. That's the other carbon was an oila. It's second to the oila, ma oila lo nechela. So just like an oila, it's kulay kolu. The whole thing is brought on the mizbeach. None of it is eaten. The ab chatas lo nechela. So the chatas also was not eaten. Now if we look back carefully at the lashon of Reb Shimon, the lashon was yochol tei nechelas chatas alavim. I would think that the chatas was eaten by the levim. The Marsha asks that no chatos is eaten by the Levim. The chatos is only allowed to be eaten by male kohanim. So what's the havamina that's nechol al Levim? So the Marsha offers two pshotim. Either that the Gemara means kohanim, and in many places we find that kohanim are called Levim, and the Braisa really means yochol tehei necheles for kohanim. Or the Marsha learns that since this carbon was brought on the day that the Levium went Eskadesh, that the Levium got their Kedusha now to take over the Avodas HaMikdash, so that day they were able to eat the Chatos, and therefore have a Havamina that this Chatos could be eaten by them, the Talmud Leimar Parsheni. The Sefer Chok Nosan says that you have to be Goyrus over here, Halavim. And Yochol Tehei Necheles Chatos Halavim, that I would think that this chatos of the Levium can be eaten. By whom? By the Kohanim. So of course that we're only identifying the Levium is that it was their carbon, but eaten by the Kohanim. Talmud Leimer Parsheni that it wasn't eaten. Continues the Gemara, Keyotze by Amar Rabbi Yossi, a similar drasha Rabbi Yossi said on a pasuk in Ezra. The pasuk is talking about a time when Ezra brought a whole group of people. He brought them up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. It says in the pasuk, Ha'avoyim e'ashvi b'nei ha'goyla, those that came up from Golos, Hikrivu oilois olikei Yisrael parim shnei masa. They brought oilois, 12 parim. Pasuk enumerates other korbanos that they brought. And then at the end it says, Sefirei chatos shnei masa. They brought 12 goats for a chatos. Hakoel oilol Hashem. All of them was an oilol. So the Moriah Sakasha, Hakoel oilol sol kadaitoch. Could you think that they were all brought as an oilol? Efshe shechatos oilol? It says in Pasuk Beferish that some were brought as a chatos. Since when is a chatos brought as an oilol? Elo hakoel ke oila. The pasuk meant to say at the end that all of them were brought as an oila. Ma oila loy necheles. Just like an oila was not eaten, af chatos loy necheles. The chatos also was not eaten. Why was it not eaten? The Tanya, because we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, al avoides kechovim heviyum. that chatos, those seirim for a chatos, were brought for a chet of Avodah Zarah. As the Psukim and Parsha Shlach tell us, that if Klal Yisrael does an Adera of Avodah Zarah b'shoigek, they have to bring a par as a noila and a soyer as a chatos. And Rashi tells us that the Mishnah in Zvachim says that there are certain parim hanisrothim u'seirim hanisrothim. That means regularly a chatos is brought on the mizbeach achitzoin, on the outside mizbeach. And such a chatos, part of it is eaten by the kohanim. However, any chatos which the dam of that chatos was brought inside the heichal, so such a chatos, the whole thing is burnt and nothing is eaten. So the chatos which was brought in this pasuk was brought for Avodah Zarah, and therefore it was not eaten. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, and whose chet of Avodah Zarah was it brought? That it was brought because of the chet that was done by the door of Tzidkiyahu, which was the last door before the Churban Bayis. Here we're dealing with the beginning of Bayis Sheni, where the people are coming back now from Golos and coming back to Eretz Yisrael. So they're bringing Korbanos as a kapara for Chatoyim of Avodah Zarah that were done some 70 years before in the door of Tzidkiyahu, which was the door before the Churban Bayis Rishon. Now the Gemara goes to analyze the pasuk in light of the three shitas of the Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara says, "Bishlam al Rabbi Yehuda." I understand according to Rabbi Yehuda, "Mishkachas lo lahani shnei moser chatos." I understand why there would be a need to bring 12 seirim for a chatos. Keep going. The case would have been the chatu shnei moser shvatim. Then in the time of Tzidkiyahu, all 12 shvatim would have done the chet of Avodah Zarah b'shoigeg. So the halachi is the ma'isu shnei moser seirim, because the Yehuda shita is that every shevet is mechuyev a par in a soyer, because every shevet is called a kol. There's no chiv on bezin, only on the shvatim. So if all 12 had done the adera, so then there would be a need for 12 seirim for a chatos. Or inami the chatu shiva shvatim. Or you could say that maybe 7 shvatim did adera usha'ara inuch begreira. And the rest then would have to bring a carbon through the din of Greira, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that once certain shvatim, 7 of the shvatim did Aveira, they create an obligation on the rest of the shvatim. The Achronim talk out that really the Gemara could have said even if one shevet would have done the Aveira, because the Gemara's maskana before in Hayim Beis was that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if one shevet does an Aveira based on the psak of Bezin HaGadol, there's also a din of Greira which would require all Klal Yisrael to have brought a carbon. But that's good according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ul Rabbi Shimon nami mishkachas lo, and Rabbi Shimon, we could also explain the number 12. Ki goyin de chotu achad osa shvatim, 11 shvatim had done the avela, the maisi achad osa seirim, and then each shevet would have to bring a soyer, which would account for 11, the iduch de bezin. And the 12th one is brought by bezin. Rabbi Shimon's shita is that both the tzibur and bezin are mechuyev the korban. So if 11 shvatim did the Aveira, 11 shvatim have to bring a carbon, and the 12 one is brought by Bezin, and Rav Shimon doesn't hold of a din greira. And therefore the other shevet that didn't do the Aveira would have to bring a carbon. That would also account for the number 12. But Elul Rav Meir, the Omar, Bezin, Mevi'in, V'loi Tzibur, but according to Rav Meir that holds that the obligation of bringing the carbon is only on Bezin, not on the Tzibur, Shneim Otzer, Hechem Mishkachas Lo, how would you account for all 12? Because even if the entire Tzibur did the Aveira b'shogeg, but it's only a chiv on Bezdin, and therefore there should only have been brought one par and one soyer. Why does the Pasuk say they brought 12? The Gemara answers, ki goyim de chotu v'hodar chotu v'hodar chotu. It's talking about that Klal Yisrael did an Aveira, they did it once Avodah Zarah, they did it again Avodah Zarah based on a psak of Bezdin, they did it again, had traces in me until 12 times, and therefore each time that they did the Aveira of Avodah Zarah b'shogeg, each time in itself is mechayev a korban to bezin, and if they did it 12 times, so then there would be a need for 12 korbanos. So this is the Gemara's analysis of the pasuk based on the shitas hatanoyim. The Gemara now, however, asks a kasha according to all shitas hatanoyim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Meir, v'ha maisi luhu hani duchotu. They already died since the korbanos were being brought to the door of Tzidkiyahu. This is so many years later that the people that did that there, that need the kapara, already died. And as Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha, it's a problem of chata shemesu ba'aleho. We know the halacha is that if a person separated a korban chata, and then the person died before the korban was brought, that korban is not brought after Misa. What happens to the korban? We have a halacha, Moshe Sinai, that the chata dies, Chata Shemesa Balea, the behemoth has to be put to death because there is no kapor lachamisa. So we hear the Gemara is asking that since the Shvatim that did the Adera had already died, so it's not shaykh any kapor lachamisa, so how could these karbonas be brought? And Tosis and Tzmura on that Tezvav Mebez explains that the regular din of Chata Shemesu Balea is talking about where the carbon chatas had already been designated in the lifetime of the person, and then the person dies. So it has nothing to do with that carbon. Our Gemara is not talking about that they had already been mafish a korban and designated as a chatos. We're talking about the tzibur now, these many years later, bringing a korban from them. But as Tosfos explains, the underlying principle in both of these cases is the same thing, that once a person dies, there is no more kaporah lachamiso. So just like if he had already separated a korban chatos, that korban can't be brought. So in our pasuk, where they're coming now to bring a korban chatos for them, to be the same problem. It should be a problem of chatos shemesu baleo. So Amar Papa, ki gemiri chatos shemesu baleo b'miso. When we have a halach on Moshe Mitzinai, that a chatos whose bailam died, the one who did the avera, b'miso, the korban has to be put to death. Hani mili b'yochid. That's only a chatos that's brought for the avera of an individual. Avoloi b'tzibur. But when you're dealing with a tzibur, the chatos that's brought for a tzibur, that's not the halacha. Lefi she'ein misa b'tzibur. The din of misa, that a korban chatos has to die, does not apply by a korban chatos that's being brought by a tzibur. And since in our Gemara, we're dealing with a par, and a soya, that's being brought for the tzibur that did the aveira of Avodah Zarah, so therefore, even though the tzibur has already passed on, however, the korbanos could still be brought. The Gemara says, minole l'rapopoha, where did our Papa know this differentiation between a chatas yochid and a chatas tibur? So perhaps you'll say he derives it from a pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk says tachas avisecho yubanecho, which means that children can replace a father. So therefore, we would understand that if the avos have already passed on and they have an adera, that a banim replace them and can bring a chatas. The Gemara says if that's true, if that's the source of our Papa, afilu biyochid nami. Could that pasuk apply to a yochid as well as to a tzibur? So why would our papa learn out for that pasuk only for a tzibur? The same thing should have applied to a yochid also, that after a person died, his son should be able to bring a carbon. Elo, the Gemara says, dukid rapapa nisoyed reish chaydesh. Our papa learned it out from a carbon that's mentioned in the Torah, that in every reish chaydesh, the tzibur had to bring a soyer for a chata. The omer achmona maisi mitshuma lishka, and the Torah had said, where does the money come from that korban? It comes from the Trumas HaLishka. We know that every year each person had a mitzvah to pay in a machtes HaShekel to join in the korbanos HaTzibur, and the money that was brought during the entire year that paid for the korbanos HaTzibur came from that Trumas HaLishka, came from the money which was taken off of the donations of all of the Tzibur in order that it should qualify as a korban Tzibur. The question is, v'hamaisi lumi Yisrael, that some of the people have died between the beginning of the year Rish Chodesh Nissan and later on during the year when a soyer of Rish Chodesh is brought, that some of the people that gave money from which this carbon could have been brought had already died, the Hanuch, the Paishi, and the people that are left, Heichi Maisi, how could they bring a carbon? Because part of the Bailam of this carbon, part of the people who donated the money for this carbon have already died, and this is a carbon Chatos, so it should be a problem of Chatos Shemesu Baleho. So it must be that since this is a chatos of a tzibur of the entire community, it's a soyer Rosh Chodesh, it's not an individual chatos. So when a soyer is brought to the tzibur, there is no din, there is no chasarin of the fact that people have died. But on this, the Gemara asks, Midami, is it comparable to this case in the Torah? Because soyer Rosh Chodesh, dilma loy maisim tzibur. By the soyer Rosh Chodesh, when the carbon is brought, we don't know for sure that somebody had died. Perhaps nobody died. And therefore, the carbon can be brought. Avol hocha, but in the case in Ezra, vaday maisi. It's certain that those people that were oivir Avodah Zarah died, and therefore maybe there's a chasaron of mesu ba'aleo. Now, on this question of the Gemara, the Be'er Sheva raises a problem and remains with the Tzarachian. He asks a very strong question on the Gemara. The Gemara seems to be saying that perhaps still the halacha is that a chatos that's brought by a tzibur is also a chasan of meisu ba'aleha. I the question of Sarish Chodesh. Sarish Chodesh over there was a suffix. We don't know for sure if people died or not. The Rebbe Shevi asks, if there would be a chasan of meisu ba'aleha, So when there's a sotek, if somebody died, min ha-sotek, we shouldn't be able to bring the carbon. It would be a sotek of an isur chulun bazara. We know that if there's no chiyuv for sure in bringing a carbon, so you're always faced with the problem that it might be chulun brought bazara. The Rebbe Sheva asks, what kind of svara is that? That because it's a sotek, that's why the Torah said you could bring a service chaydish. It's interesting to note that the Gemara in Tzmura and Des Vavam Edeis doesn't ask this kasha. And the Gemara in Tzmura accepts Soirish Chaydish as the source for a Papa's din that by a Chatos Tzibur there's no chasarn of Mesu Baleha. But on our Gemara, Rebbe Sheva remained with a Tzarechim. But the Gemara goes further and the Gemara says, El time of the Rapapa Mehochom. So we learn it out from a Pasuk in Chumash. This Pasuk is talking about the Parsh of Egla Rufa. We know that if the Tzibur of a city found a person that was killed and is laying outside the city, and we don't know who the killer was, that the city has a chiyuv to bring an egla rufa. And the zakenim of that city, when they bring the egla rufa, they recite certain psukim. And it says over there, dechsiv, kapir la'amcho Yisrael asher padiso Hashem, that bima chapir, through this egla rufa, atone for your nation Yisrael that you redeemed. But we have a drasha. What does it mean, asher padiso? Who is the pasuk referring to? Re'uya kapara zu shetechapra yoytei mitrayim. That this kapara is even, can even work on the yoytei mitrayim. Midechsiv asher padiso. And as the Tais of Rosh explains, that let's say during the days of yoytei mitrayim, a cholol, a dead body was found, but they hadn't brought an egla rufa. So this bringing of egla rufa could even be mechapa retroactively on all the situations that a egla rufa should have been brought. The question is, how can we have a kapara on Pierce Doirois? They're not alive anymore. And if they the ones needed a kapara and they did not bring an egla rufa, how could a later door bring? It should be a problem of Mesu Baleha. So we see that by a tzibur, there's no chasarn of Mesu Baleha. The Gemara says, Midomi, what's the comparison? Hosom Kulu Isnun. Over there by egla rufa, the carbon is really being brought for the people that are alive today. So they are all here. Once the carbon is being brought for people that are alive, so migu de mechap rachayim, so once it's serving to atone for the problem of those that are alive, mechap nami amesim. It's mechap for previous generations also. But elohocha, but in the case of Ezra, where the carbon was being brought only for those people that were over Avodah Zarah before the churban, mi havi chayim, were they alive? So the ikar kapara is for them. So then there should still be a problem of Mesu Baleha. So the Gemara says, yes, they're still alive. Hachinami, we found that the people from before the Churban were still alive in the time that Ezra came up to Eretz Israel. Dichsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, V'rabim me'akoyhanim v'alavim, v'roshei ha'avais, and we'll read the whole Pasuk, Hazkenim asher ro ha'bayis ha'rishoyim, biyostoy zeh ha'bayis be'eneihem boichim b'krel godo. The Pasuk describes that when Ezra came up and they built the second Beis HaMikdash, however, the Pasuk says that there were many people, the Kohanim and the Levim, the Rashi Ovois and the Zekanim, that they had been alive and had witnessed the glory of the first Bayis. When this Bayis was built, and we know that the second Beis HaMikdash was not on the same level as the first Beis HaMikdash, so they cried, B'Koel Godo, realizing the difference between the two. So the answer now to the original question of how could they have brought a carbon for the door of Tzidkiyo that already died? Well, this is not true. We see that there were still remnants of people of Tzidkiyo which were alive at the time that the carbonists were brought. So wasn't the problem Mesu Baleha altogether. But the Mori asks, V'dilma mu'watin hava v'loi rabim hava? Perhaps, and the way Rashi explains the Gemara's Kasha, of the people that were alive now, at the people that were there at the time of Ezra who were bringing the carbon, so these people that were the remnants of the Dor of Tzidkiyo only comprised a miut of the people that were now bringing the carbon. V'loi rabin, and were not the majority of the people. And therefore there should be a problem that today, the bailam on the carbon, most of them were people who were not around before. Most of them were people who did not do the Avera. And it's only a miut of the people bringing the carbon are the ones that need a kapara. So therefore, it should still be a problem of chata shemesu baleha, because we have that only a minority of the present bailam of the korban were people who needed to have the kapara. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. Haksiv, it says in the pasuk, and we'll read the entire pasuk. It says that at that time, when the people were crying, it says the ein ha'on makirim koil truas asimcha. Of course, the people who had not witnessed the first bayis, they were in a tremendous simcha. So there was a mixture. There was a mixture of the people crying, and there was a mixture of the people rejoicing. So it says that you could not distinguish the sound of the rejoicing, l'kol b'chi ha'am, because the sound of the crying drowned out the sound of the rejoicing. Ki ha'am meriyim trua gedoyla, v'hakol nishma ad l'mirachok. So since the sound of crying drowned out the sound of the rejoicing, that proves that they comprised, those people that had been around at the time of the first Beit HaMikdash, comprised the majority of that population that was there at the time of Ezra bringing the carbon, and therefore it does not have a problem of Mesu Balea, because Rav of the Tzibur were people who were chayiv in the carbon. Now, the Tais of the Rosh asks on Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara, that if the Gemara's problem, in the Gemara's Kashan Teret, in his last Kashan Teret was, that if there's only a miyut of this population, it's a problem of Mesu Baleha. But if these people are arrived, and there's no problem of Mesu Baleha, the yes, the place of Rosh, that we've just proven that the people that were alive at the first place of Migdash are more than the present population of people who were not alive at the first place of Migdash. But certainly, the people who were alive at the time of the first place of Migdash and were killed in the Churban certainly far outweigh those people that remained alive and remained to that time when they came back in Ezra. So if we're going to measure in relative to the people who did the Avera, certainly Rav of the people who did the Avera were dead, were no longer alive, were Mesu Balea. So it should still be considered that there's only a miut. What does it help me that these people are more than the ones that are bringing the carbon who were born after the Churban? But they are certainly much less than the people who already died and did the Avera. So in terms of the Ivre Avera, we only have a miut of the people left around. We don't have Rav, and if there's a difference between a Rav and a miut, what's the Gemara's teret? The place of the Rosh offers an entirely different shot in the Gemara. And he says the Gemara was bothered by something else. He refers us back to a Gemara that we had on Daf Gimel, where the Gemara on Daf Gimel said that if you have at the time that people did the Avera, they comprise the Rav of the Tzibur. And Rav of the Tzibur is a Chi of Par. And then later on, before they brought the carbon, they became the Miut. Before they brought the carbon, some of them died, and they became a Miut of the population. So the Gemara had said it was a Machoikas Tanoim. According to the Rabbanon, Rubin v'Nismatu are still chayiv a korban, because as long as at the time that Avera was done, they were the Rav of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara brought up Shimon Shita that holds that the idea of the Chet plays a role, and therefore, if it was Rubin at the time they did that Avera, they were the majority, and then they became a minority, and then they found out they did that Avera. So the idea was when there was a situation of a miut, that the Gemara said according to Rab Shimon they won't be chayiv a korban. So the Gemara's kasha is not on the din of Mesu Baleha, but since measuring at this time the people that are alive now, the Gemara and its kasha thought that those that are still around from the time of Tzidkiyahu only make up a miut of today's population. So the Gemara is asking there should be a chesaron of Reuben v'Nismatu. Enoch Inami, when they did the Avera, maybe all of Klal Yisrael did the Avera, but a lot of them died. And now when you're looking at today's population, at the time of bringing the carbon, you only have a miut of today's population are the ones that did the Avera. That's tantamount to Reuben and Ismatu. So the Mor is asking, according to the Rabbanon, that doesn't make a difference. But according to Rab Shimon and Rab Gimel, that by Reuben and Ismatu, there's a chesaron, that how can they bring a carbon? There's only a miut of Klal Yisrael, and after the din of Rav, they should be potter, because you need Rav of Klal Yisrael to have done the Avera. They're only a miut. On that, the Gemara answered, no, they're a rive of today's population. In today's population, most of them were people who were left from the time of Tzidkiyahu. So they are not a Reuben v'Nismatu. Even in measuring today's population, they're still the rive. Therefore, they could bring a carbon. The Gemara continues, but the Gemara asks the final kasha, what kind of carbon are they bringing for the door of Tzidkiyahu? That's only if it was a shoigeg. But in the door of Tzidkiyahu, they were over Aveda Zara b'Mezid. And in the terms of Mezid, they intentionally did Avodah Zarah. There's no carbon. That the Gemara answers, Hay ro asho, hay so. That actually, there is no room for a carbon according to the Dini HaTaira. But it was Hay ro asho. There was an avuah from the Rabban Shloilam to dispense with the regular halachis. And here the Taira said, as a one-time shot, they could bring a carbon to be mechaper even the Mezid. The Gemara says, Hachinami Mistavra. I'll prove to you that we must come onto the terrace of Hay ro asho. The Iwai Teima Hachi. There are other korbanos mentioned in that pasuk in Ezra. In the middle of the pasuk, besides the 12 parim and the 12 seirim, It says Elim Tishim Vishisha, there were 96 Elim, Kivasim Shivim Vishiva, 77 Kvasim, Kineged Me. We don't find in the Torah any chiyuv to bring all these Elim and all these Kvasim. It must have been a nevuah just for that time that there was a special chiyuv to bring those karbonis. So Hachinami, the Gemara says, concerning the issue of Mezid, that the 12 Parim and the 12 Seirim went to be Mechapar on Mezid, it was a special Hirasha. Taisus speaks out that once the Gemara answers to the Kasha of Mezid Hirasha, really this answers up all the Gemara's Kashas. And when the Gemara before was asking of Chatash and Mesu Baleha, now that we've answered Hirasha, this would be really an answer to all of the Kashas. And the reason in Ezra they were able to bring a carbon even though they died was because it was Hirasha. Actually, in our Gemara, the Gemara doesn't bring a source for our Papa. That our Papa had started out saying that there's a special din by a Chatas HaTzibur, that there's no problem in Mesu Baleha, and the Gemara went to find the source. We don't have in our Gemara a source for our Papa. We mentioned earlier that the Gemara in Tzmura accepts it as a source, the Raya from the Seirish Chodesh. The Gemara now continues with a Brayis of Tana Rabbanan. Meis Echad Men HaTzibur, in a case where Bezin had issued a psak concerning an Aveira. They issued an erroneous psak, and the tzibur went ahead and did the aveira. And then, before they had a chance to bring the korban, one member of the tzibur died. The meisechom and tzibur chayovin. They're still mechuyev to bring the par. Echad mi beisin. What about if one of the members of the bezin died, the bezin that had issued the wrong psak, peturin, then the potter from bringing a par? The man tana. Who is the tana of this brisa? Amrav chista, amrav zera, amrav yirmiya, amrav. Rav Meir he, that the Tana of this Braisa is Rav Meir. The Omar, Bezin, Mevian, Veloy, Tzibur. The Rav Meir is of the opinion that when there's a Chiyuv to bring a power, the obligation to bring the power is on Bezin, not on the Tzibur. And therefore, the Pshat in the Braisa would be as follows. Meis Echod Minat Tzibur, if one of the members of the Tzibur died, Chayovin, the Hakoyim Kule Bezin, because the fact that a member of the Tzibur died has no bearing on the carbon. The one that brings the carbon is Bezdin. Koyim Kulei Bezdin, the entire Bezdin that issued the Psak is still here. They are the ones that are mechuyev to bring the carbon, and therefore they can bring the carbon. Meis Echad mi Bezdin Peturin. What happens if a member of Bezdin died? That end up potter to bring a par. The Havi lo chato shemeis Echad min Ashutin. Because then it would be equivalent to a carbon chato. That one of the Shutzin died, Umishimachi Peturin. Since one of the Bailam and this carbon died, therefore the potter from bringing a carbon. Now Rashi explains that when the Gemara calls it a chatos of Shutzin, the Gemara does not mean to say that in a regular case two people can be partners in bringing a carbon chatos, because a carbon chatos can never be brought to Shutzin. Rather, the Gemara uses the word Shutzin to describe this unique situation of where Bezin is mechuyev to bring a carbon, because Bezin is not a tzibur. They do not have the classification of an entire community that's mechuyev to bring a carbon, like we have according to the other Tanoim. Rav Meir holds that it's Bezin that's mechuyev to bring a carbon, and the members of Bezin are all Bailam. They are the ones that are obligated to bring the carbon. So the Gemara calls it Echad Min Ashutzin. One of the partners to describe this obligation of Bezin to bring the carbon. Since one of the Bailam of this carbon, it's considered as Meisu Mitzvah Baalera, as part of the Bailam of a carbon diet, of a carbon chatos, and therefore this carbon can be brought according to the sheet of Rameya. Maskev lo Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef has a kasha, the Nuk Mikrab Shimon. Why do we have to explain that the author of this Braisa is Rameya? Why can't we say that it's going according to Rab Shimon? The Omar, based in Imat Zibur, Rav Shimon is of the opinion that by the Parhelim Dovar, the obligation is a combination. It rests on Bezin and on each of the Shvatim. So then we could explain the Brice as follows. Meis Echod Menat Zibur, when one of the community died, Chayodin, they would still be Mechuyev to bring a carbon. Because the death of one of the members of the Tzibur doesn't affect it. The Ein Tzibur Mesim, like we explained earlier, that the Halacha, that a chatos has to die, or in other words, that once one of the Bailam that when Mechuyev to bring a chatos die, there can no longer be a carbon chatos brought, that only exists by a yochid, that doesn't exist by a tzibur. And therefore, according to Rav Shimon, that the tzibur is chayov, so as far as that's concerned, if one of them died, there would still be Mechuyev to bring a carbon. However, meis echad mi beis din, but if one of the members of Bezdin died, and according to Abshimin, the obligation is on Bezdin also, Peturin, Bezdin would be potter from their carbon that they have to bring, kidam rinon, like we said earlier, according to Rav Meir, the chata shutfini. In other words, Abshimin would differentiate between a chatos brought by a tzibur, an entire community, and a chatos brought by Bezdin, which is not an entire community, and has the equivalency of shutfim, a partner. So if one of the tzibur died, then they'd still be mechuyev to bring their kabbonis, because the din, the chasarin of mesu ba'aleha, doesn't exist by a korban tzibur. However, if one of the members of Bezdin died, so they don't have the mail of a tzibur, they are like shutfim, and therefore, one of the shutfim that dies, so there's a chasarin of mesu ba'aleha, and the korban can't be brought. The Taisu Rosh explains Rav Yosef's kasha, that what's better to Zetzirayin according to Rav Shimon rather than Rav Meir? The Taisu Rosh says, because according to Rav Meir, the Lashon of the Braisa is not correct. Because what's the chidush of Meis Echod Min HaTzibur that's still chayiv to bring a carbon? According to Rav Meir, the fact that one of the tzibur dies is irrelevant. They're not the ones that are obligated to bring the carbon. Bezdin is mechuyev to bring the carbon. So that would seem to be pashut, that if one of the tzibur dies according to Rav Meir, the still mechuyev to bring a carbon. So therefore, if Yosef is asking, it would seem to be better to say the price is according to Rav Shimon. And according to Rav Shimon, there's a chiddush. Because Rav Shimon holds that both the tzibur and Bezdin is mechuyev to bring a carbon. The Braisa is telling you a chiddush, that the misa of a tzibur, one of the tzibur doesn't affect the chi of carbon, but the misa of Bezdin, one of the members of Bezdin, does affect the chi of carbon. So that's Rabbi Yosef's kasha. Omalei Abaya, so Abaya answered, that the reason we can't say that this Braisa is according to Rabbi Shimon, because Shamin Leil Rabbi Shimon, because we have already known that Rabbi Shimon Shita is, the Omar Chato Shutzin Eino Mesa, that halacha, which we said by a Chato Satzibur, that there's no din of misa, which means that there's no chesaron of mesu ba'aleha by a chatos of a community, is also true by a chatos brought by shutfin. In other words, this chatos will be brought by Bezdin. When do we find the chesaron of mesu ba'aleha? That's only by a chatos of a yochid. But any case of shutfin, that a chatos would be brought, we heard that Rav Shimon Shita is, that such a chatos could be brought even though some of the Bailam died. And therefore, we can't say that this bride is according to Rav Shimon. Because according to Rav Shimon, even if one of the members of Bezdin died, they could still bring a carbon. Where did we know that that's Rav Shimon Shita? The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Because where else do we find the concept of Chatas HaShutzin? We find it on Yom Kippur. Because it says, Par v'soyer shol Yom HaKippurim, the par which is brought, or the carbon soyer which is brought, both of them are Chatos, which are brought on Yom Kippur. And the par which is brought as a kapara for Kehanim. The tzoyer is brought as a kapara for all of Klal Yisrael. But the par is the chatos which comes to atone for the averis of the Kehanim. And what happened? Sha'avdu, so they were lost, v'hifishu acherim tachteyim. And they designated other ones to replace them. And they brought those other ones as a carbon, so the kapara was already done. And then the original ones were found. So Yemusu kulam divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that these korbanos, these behemoths which are now found, have to die. Because the halacha is, just like we said earlier, by chatos shemesu ba'aleha, that the halacha is that the chatos dies. So too is the halacha by chatos sheneskapu ba'aleha, that if you had a chatos which was lost, and you took another one, which was already brought as a kapara, so the Bailam already got a kapara for this adera, and then the original chatos was found, so it's sheneskapu ba'aleha, the halacha is the same halacha Moshe Messinai tells you that the chatos is made. That is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Abu Laz of Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, that's at Mesuras Hashas is Magia Oimrim, Yeru. No, they can be put out the pasture until they get a mum, and then you'll have to redeem them. Lefi she'ein chatos tzibur meisa, because the chatos of a tzibur, there's no halacha that it has to die. There's no chesaron of niskapu ba'aleha. So Abaya means to say that by the par, which is brought for the Kohanim is not a tzibur. The Kohanim is the equivalent of Bezdin in relationship to the par helam dovishal tzibur. And just like the Kohanim, there's no chesaron of niskapu ba'aleha, which means that the Kohanim, even though they're not a tzibur, but they're shutzin, they also have a unique status similar to a tzibur. So therefore, now when we talk about Mesu Mitzvah Ba'aleha, where some of them died, it also would not apply by a carbon chatos of shutzin. And therefore, the Braisa could not be Rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon, if one of the members of Bezdin died, the carbon should still be able to be brought. Amalei Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef answered back, Kehanim Kehamit. You're talking about Kehanim, and you're bringing me a raya. What's Reb Shimon Shita concerning Shutzim? From the case of a par which is brought for Kehanim, Shiny Kehanim, the Ikri Kohol. Kehanim is different, because they are called the Kohol. They're better than Shutzim. They're called the Tzibur. Now, how do we know that? Tichsiv, because there's a pasuk over there in Parshas Achrimot concerning the Karbonis brought on Yom Kippur. It says, Al ha-Kohanim va'al kol am ha-kol yichapir. That there's a carbon brought for the Kohanim and there's a carbon brought for the entire Tzibur. The Rashi explains that the pasuk seems to equate the Kohanim to the Kol ha-kol. And just like the whole Kol is called a Tzibur, so the Kohanim also have that unique status of a Kol, but they are not Shutzim. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef holds that we can't prove what's Rabbi Shimon Shita concerning Shutzim. But now when we go to Bezdin, Bezdin is called Shutzim, perhaps by Shutzim, there is a chasorin of Meitzu Mitzvah Baleho. So why not explain that the Brice is according to Rabbi Shimon? The Tais of the Rosh asks, on the way Rashi learns that the Raya from the Pasuk of Al HaKohanim Val Kol HaMakol is Mashmah that Kohanim are equal to Kol, Tais of the Rosh says, if anything, the Pasuk is Mashmah just the opposite. That since the Pasuk took Kohanim out of Kol, it called the Am Kol, and it called Kohanim not Kol, it said Kohanim, I would have said that Kohanim are not called the Kol. So the Tais of the Rosh brings a different gist in the Gemara. Not that the Gemara says that Kohanim are called Kohol, but that Kohanim are called an Am. They themselves are called an Am. How do we see that? Because since the Pasuk differentiated between Kohanim and Am HaKohol, so it gave Kohanim its own independent status, that would elevate Kohanim that just like the Kohol is called an Am, the Kohanim, because they were singled out in the Pasuk, they're also given a status of their own independent Am. And therefore, since they're called an Am, they should have a Maila of a Tzibur when it comes to Meisu Baleha. Continue now the Gemara Amid Beis, and we'll learn according to Rashi. Ela Mayato, according to Rabbi Yosef, that Kehanim are called a Kol, the Nasi Par Boira, so they should also have to bring a Par when it comes to a case of a Par Helam Dovar, because according to Rabbi Shimon, every Shevet that's called a Kol is Mechuyev to bring a Par, so why aren't the Kehanim also included in the ones that are Mechuyev to bring a Par? And maybe you're going to say it's true that Kehanim have to bring a Par, but then you've increased the number of Shvatim. In other words, as Rashi explained, we had before Rabbi Shimon Shita is that if Bezin Paskin erroneously, and all of the Tzibur did an Aveira, so they have to bring 13 Parim. Each Shevet bringing one, which is 12, plus one for Bezin, which is 13. But now that we've said that Kehanim are called a Kol, so it is really the equivalent of 13 Shvatim. So you're adding one, there should have been 14 according to Rabbi Shimon. 13 for Klal Yisrael, one for Bezin. Why did Rabbi Shimon say only 13? The Elo, the Gemara says, Omer Rav Achob, Rav Yaakov, Shifto Shalevi Lo Yikri Kol. Rav Achob, Rav Yaakov comes to disagree with Rav Yosef. And he says that first of all, the entire Shevet of Levi is not called a Kol. And certainly the Kehanim are also not called a Kol. The Chsiv, because it says in Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov is talking to Yosef and telling him what the Rabban Hashem told him, he says, Himni mafucha virbisicha unisaticha lekal amim, and we'll finish the pasuk. The Rabban Hashem had promised Yaakov that he'll produce from him kal amim. And then the pasuk continues, v'nosati yata'oret ha'zoif v'zarach v'acharecha. Achuzas Oilam, and the Rabban Hashem promised to marriage Israel. So since the Kohol mentioned in the Pasuk is linked together with the Achuza, with the getting a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael, so we dash into the Pasuk. Kol sheyesh le'achuza, whoever has a portion in Eretz Yisrael, ikri kol. The Kol she'ein le'achuza, but whoever doesn't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael, lo ikri kol. So therefore, Shevet Levi, that did not get any portion in Eretz Yisrael, they are not called a kol. And therefore, if Levi is not called a kol, the Kohanim are not called a kol. And that's why, according to Rav Yaakov, we could not explain the original brises according to Rav Shimon, because according to Rav Yaakov, Kohanim are not called a kol, so the equivalent of Shutzim, and yet we see that there's no chesaron of Niskapu Ba'aleho by Shutzim of Kohanim. So therefore, Bezdin would also be the same halacha, that Mesu, one of the members of Bezdin, according to Rav Shimon, that should still be mechuyev to bring a carbon. And that's why the Gemara earlier explained the brises according to Meir, not according to Rav Shimon. Omar Rava, however, Rava asked Abaya, that Abaya said Ephraim and Menashe each bring a separate par. V'haksiv al shem acheyem yikaru b'nachalosam. When Yaakov Avinu talks about the division of Menashe Ephraim, So he said that any future sons that will be born to Yosef will go on Menashe and Ephraim, and they will be called Benachalosom when it comes to the inheritance in Eretz Israel. So since it emphasizes that Menashe and Ephraim are separate, Benachalosom, Lenachlo Hukshu, they were only compared to the other Shvatim as far as the Nachal in Eretz Israel is concerned. And therefore when it comes to a par, so Menashe and Ephraim are considered one. And as Rashi explains, Rava holds, therefore Yimuchuyev to say that Levi is called a Kol. Because in order to have the number 12 Shvatim, so since Menashe and Ephraim are going to be one, they're only going to bring one par for Shevet Yosef, so therefore we have to say that Levi is called a Kol. And Levi will bring a par. However, Rava agrees to Abaya that Kohanim are not called a Kol. And therefore, Rava also continues with the same sheet as Abaya, that Kohanim are not called a Kol, and Kohanim are only called Shutfin. And therefore, Rav Shimon is of the opinion that a Chatos of Shutfin, there is no Chesorin of Niskapu Baleha, and just like Abaya, and also Rav Acha by Yaakov held, that the Braisa could not be explained according to Rav Shimon, because we know that Rav Shimon's sheet is that by a Chatos of Shutfin, it has the same Milo as a Chatos of Tzibur. But the Gemara continues and asks on Rava, that Rava holds that Menashe and Ephraim are only considered separate as far as Nachla is concerned. But we found in the Midbar that Menashe and Ephraim each had a separate flag, a separate degel. They were camped separately around the Mishkan. So we see that for other things also they're considered separate Shvatim. But the Gemara says, Kinachaloson kachaniyosan, that the Chaniyah, the way they camped in the Midbar, with the Golem has the same halacha as the Nachla. Kedei lechalei kovoy with the Golem, in order to give importance to the concept of the Golem. Now Rashi explains the Gemara based on a Medrash Tanchuma that Yaakov Avinu did two things with his sons. First of all, Yaakov Avinu was misakin to the Golem. He designated which to the Golem and the order around the Mishkan, how the different Shvatim would be positioned. As the Medrash tells us that in the same way that the children positioned when they carried Yaakov Avinu's coffin, that's the way they would be positioned around the Mishkan in the Midbar. Yaakov Avinu also did a second item. What he did was that he was the one that divided Eretz Israel among his sons. And therefore Yaakov, since he did these two things, that he linked together the Inyan of Chalukah Sa'aretz and the concept of the Golem in the Midbar. And therefore, since Yaakov divided Yosef into Menashe Ephraim, it was for these two matters. For number one, Nachalat Oretz, and number two, the way that the Golem was. However, concerning everything else, Rava holds that Menashe and Ephraim are like one, and therefore they only bring one part. Continues the Gemara, and the Gemara asks, V'hachavukim b'nesiyim. We find that the Korbanos HaNesiyim at the end of Parshas Nosoi, by the Chanukas HaMishkan, where on each day at the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, a different Nasi brought a Korban, we find that Menashe and Ephraim brought on different days Korbanos. So we find another matter to which Menashe and Ephraim were considered as separate Shvatim. So the Gemara answers, Hahu lach way covered the Nasiyim. That was really to give honor and to give prominence to the Nasiyim. Was not the Maila of Menashe and Ephraim, but it was the Maila of the Nasiyim. Where do we find such a concept that we want to give cover to the Nasiyim? So the Gemara says, the Tanya will end in a Braisa. Shloimai also Zayin Yimei Chanukah. We find in Sefer Melachim that when Shlomo HaMelech finished building the Beis HaMikdash, he made 7 days of a Yom Tov of Chanukah Sabayis. Uma Ro Moshe Lasei Shnei Mosi Yimei Chanukah. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu make 12? The Gemara says, you know why? Kidei Lachoi covered the Nasiyim. He made a 12-day celebration, allowing on each day a different Nasi to bring a korban in order to give kavod to the Nasiyim. So since we find this concept, that was the reason that the Nasiyim of Menashe and Ephraim were allowed to bring korbanos on separate days. However, as far as the Chiyuv Par is concerned, Rava holds that Menashe and Ephraim are considered one. Now the Mefarshim are bothered the way the Braisa asked this question, that if Shlomo HaMelech did it for 7 days, why did Moshe do it for 12? Why focus the question on Moshe? We could ask the opposite. If Moshe did it for 12, why did Shlomo only do it for 7? So the Choknosan explains that the Gemara's kash is based on, because to do it for 7 days is very logical. We find in the Torah that all the Yom Tovim were 7 days. And we also find that even in the Mishkan, they made a period of 7 days called Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. So therefore, the Gemara's kasha was that since Shlomo HaMelech did a 7-day celebration, and 7 days is very logical, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu make a 12-day celebration? Continues the Choknosan, It's really, how can we ask the kasha on Moshe? What Moshe did was al pi adibur. He did it because of a tzivui, a commandment from Hashem. So Hashem told him to make it for 12 days. But he explains that what the Braisa is wondering is, why did Hashem make a different type of celebration over here? Usually it's 7 days, so what's the significance of a 12-day celebration? To which the Braisa answers that the significance is the fact that it's Tlachwei covered in the seed. Let's just review all the mandamrim in the Gemara. Rav Yosef began the sugya. He was of the opinion that Kohanim are called a kohol, and therefore, from the fact that a korban chatos of Kohanim doesn't have any problem of niskapu baleo, is no raya, because they're called a kohol. And according to Rav Yosef, the brisa could have come out like Rav Shimon. However, we have three mandamrim in the Gemara, all disagreeing with Rav Yosef on this point. We have the first mandamrim of Acha bar Yaakov, that held that the entire Shevet Levi is not called a kohol. So of course the Kohanim are not called a kohol. We have Abaya also agreeing with Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov on this point, and Abaya just was mechadesh that Ephraim and Menashe are considered two shvatim as the chiyuv par, but Levi is not called a kohol, and Kohanim are not called a kohol. And we have a Rava disagrees with Abaya as far as Menashe and Ephraim is concerned, that he holds Menashe and Ephraim are one, and therefore he was mechuyev to be mechadesh, the way Rashi explained, that Levi is called a kol and Levi will bring a par. But as far as Kohanim is concerned, he agrees with Abaye and Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov that Kohanim are not called a kol. And according to Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, Abaye and Rava, the Braisa, the original Braisa we began with, could not come out like Rav Shimon, because according to all of them, a korban brought for Kohanim is called a korban ashutzin, not a korban of a tzibur, and therefore there is an equation between what the status is of a korban brought by Kohanim and the status of a korban brought by Bezin. Now the Mashur explains that the next words of the Gemara asks, "My havi Allah." So what do we say concerning the previous sugya? The Mashur explains, we just pointed out that there are three mandamrim, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Abaye, and Rava, that all hold that Kohanim are not called a kol. But the Gemara wants to know, according to the Mashur, is can we still justify explaining the Braisa according to Rav Shimon the way Rav Yosef wanted? Is there any room to allow for Rav Yosef's shot? The Gemara says, Toshma, or being the Raya from a Braisa, the Tanya Rav Shimon Oimer, Chomesh Chatoz Mesol. We have a halacha of Moshe Sinai that there are five korbonos of Chatoz that the korban has to die. Number one, Vlad Chatoz. A person designated a korban, a Nekeva, to be a Chatoz, and then the Nekeva gave birth. So the Vlad, the offspring of a Chatoz, halacha is that it's put to death. Number two, Tmurat Chatos. You know, there's a concept in the Torah called Tmura, that when a person tries to transfer the Kedusha from one carbon to another carbon, so the halacha is that both remain Kaddish, the original carbon and the Tmura. So Tmurat Chatos is Meso, has to be put to death. Number three, Chatos Shemesu Baleho. As we explained earlier, that if a person did an Adeira and then was Mafish a carbon Chatos, and then the person died, so after his death, the Chatos is put to death, it cannot be brought. The next is Chatos Shenitzkapu Baleho. That's the case where a person had done an Aveira, designated a Chatos, but he lost the Chatos. So he took another animal as a Chatos, he brought that second animal as a Korban, he already got a Kapara of his Aveira, and then he found the original Chatos. So it's a Chatos which now the Bairam already got a Kapara on that Aveira. It's also a halacha that Chatos is put to death. And the last one is Chatos She'ovra Shnosa. That a Chatos, it's already too old, it passed the year in which it can be brought, and now it's the next year, so such a chatos, the halach is mesa. Continues Rav Shimon, the iyata yochol loyma vlad chatos betzibur. We do not have any case of a vlad chatos when it comes to a chatos of a tzibur. Why? Because the chatos of a tzibur can only be brought either a par or a soyer, which are male animals, that of course by definition cannot have a vlad. So the din of chatos, a vlad chatos, wouldn't apply by a chatos of tzibur. She'ein tzibur mafish in the keva. And we also cannot even discuss the case of a tmurat chatos when we're talking about a chatos which is brought by a tzibur. Why? She ain't tmurah b'tzibur. Because we learn out in the Masechta Tmurah from a pasuk that on a korban tzibur there's no concept of tmurah. You cannot transfer the kedusha from the original korban at tzibur to another korban, and therefore the second one is not kaddish at all. So there's nothing to talk about. And the third case also doesn't apply by a chatos of tzibur. The case of chatos shemesu ba'aleho, the tzibur. Why? She'ein tzibur mesim. As we've discussed in this blat, that the concept of mes doesn't apply by a tzibur, that even if one of the members of the community have died, still there's no halacha that a chatos tzibur has a problem meisu balero. So the first three certainly only apply by a chatos yochid and don't apply by a chatos tzibur. However, Rav Shimon said, "Sheneskapru balero v'shav reshnasa." The last two chesroinos, the case of kaporo, the case where the chatos became overage, loishamanu, we did not hear what the status is. If you have a chatos atzibur that was a skapru balero, or you have a chatos atzibur that was overshnasa, loishamanu, we don't know what the din is. Yochol yamusu. Should we say that by those two, the din misa would apply just like a chatos yochid? The Amrit Rav Shimon said, "Yilmoit sosim in amufurish." We can learn out sosim those that are unclear min amufurish from those that we have a clarity about. And the first three we know only apply by a yochid, not by a tzibur. So the last two of the list, which are sosim, which we don't have an indication, but we can derive and learn out that the last two also only apply by a yochid, not by a tzibur. As the Gemara speaks out, Mamot Sinu, what do we find? Divlad chatos utmurat chatos. Vishemesu ba'aleho. The yochid var mamurim, they're only said concerning the chatos of an individual. V'loi b'tzibur. Option is kapur ba'aleho v'sha'ob rishnoso. The last two cases is the yochid var mamurim v'loi b'tzibur. This is the end of the bright subruption. The Mori has a kasha. The chidonin epsher mishi'i epsher. The first three, it's the Yepsher. As we said, a Vlad Chatos can't exist by a Tzibur because a Tzibur is a male. We said Tmurat Chatos doesn't exist by a Tzibur, so it's Lo Yepsher, it's impossible. So the last two could apply. It's possible that it should exist by a Chatos a Tzibur. How can we compare the last two, the Sosim and Amufush? So the Gemara answers, Rab Shimon, Bechad Mokum Gomir. The limud of Sosim and Amufush is based on that Rab Shimon had accepted that this halacha l'moshe misinai of chamesh chatos meisos was taught as one unit. And therefore, whatever halacha applies to one must apply to the other. And once we find that the first three don't apply to a korban atzibur, the last two also won't apply, because the five were given as a one unit. And therefore, they have to all be common by the korban we're talking about. So by a korban yochid, all five could apply. It applies to a korban yochid. Once by a korban tzibur, not all of the five apply. So we know that this unit wasn't said by a korban tzibur, and therefore none of them was said as far as the korban tzibur is concerned. Now Rashi explains, let's go back to our Gemara. Our Gemara was trying to understand what is Rav Shimon Shita by a chatos of shutrim. We had the case of Mesu Baaleho, the case where one of the members of Bezin died. Or we had the case of Neskapu Baaleho, in the case of the Par of Yom HaKippurim, which is brought for the Kehanim. So the Gemara wants to know what would be Rav Shimon's Shita in the case of a korban hashutrim of Mesu Baaleho or Neskapu Baaleho. The Rashi explains that the Gemara's raya is as follows, that the same reasoning that the Gemara applied to a korban hatzibur, the Gemara could apply to a korban hashutzin also. Because we know that the first two of this list can't apply to a korban hashutzin. Why? Because a shutzin can't have a vlad chatos. Because the only shutzin there is bezdin or the kohanim, and they can only bring a par and a soyer. There's never a case where shutzin could bring in a keva. So therefore, the din of vlad chatos, the metzias, doesn't apply by a case of a korban hashutzin. Number two, the second case of tmura, just like a tmura doesn't apply by a tzibur, a tmura doesn't apply by shutzin. A korban of shutzin cannot be done a tmura. So therefore, we know that the first two of this list don't apply by a korban hashutzin, applying the same logic that it was given as one unit. So since the first two don't apply by a korban hashutzin, the last three won't apply by a korban hashutzin either. So we now know clearly that Rav Shimon Shita is that by a korban hashutzin there won't be any chesaron of mesu ba'aleho, and there won't be any chesaron of the skapu ba'aleho. And therefore, going back to the Braisa, that's why the original Braisa, which said that if one of the members of Bezin died, the korban can't be brought, can only be Rav Meir, but can't be Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon Shita is that a korban hashutzin, which is Bezin, if one of the members dies, there'll be no chesaron of mesu mitzvah ba'aleho, and the korban could still be brought. Over the last two blats, we've discussed the concept that a shevet is called a kol. That was Rabbi Yehuda Shita and Rabbi Shimon Shita. This has an interesting relevance halacha l'maisa. We know there's a din that's kapaskin in Shulchan Aruch. Gemara Brachos talks about it. That if a person passes a place where a miracle happened to all of Israel, even if it was sometimes in the past in the history, he makes the bracha she'asa nisim la'vaseinu b'mokam hazeh. There is a Yishalmi in Brachos that according to the Manda Omar, that every shevet is called a kohol, a person would be mechuyev to make a bracha if he passes a place on a miracle which happened to one shevet, because that's called a kohol. Now, in Simen Reish Yud Ches in Orach Chaim, the Mechaber paskens as follows: Reish Yud Ches Siv Beis Al Nei Shenase L'Ktsas Yisrael, on a miracle that happened to part of Yisrael, Kol Zman Shalei Nase L'Chol Yisrael Ay Ruban, it has to, if it did not happen to all of Israel, or at least the majority, Afilu Nase L'Ktsas Shvatim, even if it occurred to some of the Shvatim, Ein Mevarchen Olav, you don't make a bracha. So the Mogen Avrami asks a kasha, because the Rambam paskens that concerning the din of Parhelim Dovar, he paskens that Shevet Echad Ikri Kol. If we paskin Shevet Echad Ikri Kol, and the Yerushalmi said that this has a relevance to Chutz Brachas, so why does the Mechaber paskin that if a nace happened to a Shevet, there's no bracha? We should be making a bracha because a Shevet is called a Kol. Morgan Avrami asks the second kasha, that the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Pei says that there's another nafkemina of this din that Shevet Echad Ikri Kol. That the Gemara says, we know there's a halacha, that if all of Klal Yisrael is Tamei, so the Korban Pesach can be brought. If an individual is Tamei, so he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But if all of Klal Yisrael is Tamei, so then a Korban Pesach could be brought to Tumah. Tumah Hutru B'Tzibur. The Gemara says that according to Yehudin Rab Shimon, that Shevet Echad Ikri Kol, if an entire Shevet is Tamei, they could bring the Korban to Tumah, because they also have a Maila that Tumah is Hutru B'Tzibur. So he asks that since, as far as Par is concerned, the Rambam paskins that Shevet Echad Ikri Kol, yet when it comes to Korban Pesach, the Rambam doesn't pass like that. The Rambam paskins that even if a whole Shevet is Tomei, they cannot bring Pesach Rishon B'Tumah. So he asks a stira between the din of Par and the din of Pesach Sheni. So the Morgan Avram answers that Halacha L'Maisa, we paskin Shevet Echad Ikri Kol only in a place where the Torah explicitly used the word Kol. And that's concerning the Chi of Parhel and Dover. There in Parshat Vayikra, the Torah uses the word Kol, but we paskin Shevet Echad Ikri Kol. But as far as Korban Pesach is concerned, where the Torah doesn't use the word Kol, then we say that you need the entire Tzibur to be Tameh, and that one Shevet being Tameh is not enough. And therefore, when it comes to Hilchos Brachos, the Mechaber compares Hilchos Brachos to the case of Korban Pesach, because by Brachos it also doesn't say that there is the word Kohol. And therefore the Mechaber holds that since as far as Korban Pesach is concerned, we paskin that one Shevet is not called a Kohol, so as far as the Brach on a Nes is concerned, one Shevet is not called a Kohol.